Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And now, a Rob Brown Lowdown, only on the Fan Upstate.
Welcome in, friends. Hope you had a delightful weekend. If you're a sports fan, you most certainly did, because what a sports weekend that it was. The Phoenix Suns, a team I thought, hey, if you lean on Devin Booker, you actually can win this series. And swept. Devin Booker finally had a game last night, scored 49. Shocker of shockers. It ain't matter.
KD can't win without the bank.
KD can't win. That was atrocious. Atrocious PHX. That was atrocious. They get 40. If you get 49 out of D-Book, you got to win damn basketball game. And they didn't do that. They did not do that. So we'll talk about that game later on. You know, I have been a big Joel Embiid guy. I think I have been a big Joel Embiid guy up until this series against the Knicks. I think Joel Embiid went heel turn on me. I think Joel Embiid swung it around and went straight up heel turn on me.
True colors. I mean, when things get rough and you get frustrated, you find out what's true personality. So
Joel? Listen, I respected the playing through the knee injury. I respected because I've been there, and obviously we're almost the same level of athlete playing through the Bell's palsy. I've been there. I get it. I understand. And I'm a competitor too. Not quite NBA caliber, but like real close. I get it, and I get everything Joel went through, and that is part of the reason that I actually did have a little bit of sympathy for Joel Embiid. But then you've got him out there grabbing the legs of dudes that are jumping up for rebounds while he's laying on the ground. Real dangerous move. Then you got him throwing bows at dude as they run down the floor. Real dangerous move. And then he gets to the point where last night, Philadelphia, New York, the Knicks fans took over Philly Stadium. It was, in fact, when I tuned in to that game, because I was in and out yesterday. We got I got the Pepper Garden down yesterday. Big day at the Casa de Love. The Pepper Garden and the pollinator bed and the tomato plants are all down.
Is this one of those things, are peppers plants that they get better year after year? You know, like other plants, it takes you a couple seasons before they start getting really good.
I don't know the answer to that. This is the third year I've done the Peppa Fiesta. Year one was really good. Year two was not as good in terms of quantity. In terms of quality, it was.
Sophomore slump.
So I don't know if it was sophomore slump. I was a little distracted last year. I was getting prepared to like get engaged, and we were moving time slots, yeah. And I got 37 jobs and yada, yada, yada. So there was a lot last year. But the Peppa Fiesta is on. I put down Ghost Pepper this year. I put down a new one called the Armageddon Pepper.
Nah.
It is the spiciest chili pepper in the world.
Do you have to wash your hands after planting it?
No, because there's no peppers on it yet. I plant them from seedlings.
I know, but yeah. Some seeds are pretty...
Well, there's no seeds on it yet. It's just the baby plant. It's just a little baby.
Oh, okay.
A little sprout. So the Peppa Fiesta's down. Anyway, I got done with starting the Rob Brown Show Peppa Fiesta of 2024. And I went back in and I cranked this game on. And I had to do a double take. Because for a minute, I thought it was a Knicks home game. I'm like, wait a minute. This is game four, right? Did I miss a game? Did Philly, New York get ahead of schedule? Because it did not feel like like a Philly home game. It was a New York home game.
So they held it in Panther Stadium.
Same vibes. Tune in. I'm like, wait a minute. I thought Philly was the home squad in this one. And then Joel Embiid gets on the platform. And Joel Embiid in the post-game press conference, is talking about how disappointed he is and how unacceptable it is that Philly's fans allowed the Knicks fans to take over their stadium. He's talking about how inappropriate and unacceptable it is. So, you know, it's a great sports city, or at least we're supposed to be. Like, just lit up the Knicks fans. And on one hand, like, don't get me wrong, correct. Like, you're right. It Philly fans take pride in being great fans. And yet, they let the New York people drive a couple of hours and fill up their stadium to the point that there was no home court advantage for Phillians. But at the same time, Joel, your guys played like for a full four quarters. It was bad. It was actually a pretty good game. And if it wasn't for Jalen Brunson scoring, I don't know, a lot of points, Philly probably played good enough to win that game. Probably. They ended up walking out of there with a 97-92 win, did the Knicks. Maybe good enough for the Phillies to win on a lot of nights. But also, you shot 35%. You shot 27% from deep. You played bad basketball, guy. And I'm not saying great one. This is what he did. But the optics are, when you lose that game, when you go 3-1 down in a hole, in a season, by the way, that there were many, many professionals like me who picked you to not win this series, but to be a surprise Eastern Conference finalist as the 7th seed? In a year that a ton of us picked you to be a surprise Eastern Conference finalist, you and the boys played like crap. And to grab the mic, again, not saying this is what he did, but this is how it came across. Not saying that's what he did, but the vibe was that he came out and he blamed it on the fans. He has blamed officials. He has blamed arenas. Now he has blamed his own team's fans. Like, the only thing Joel Embiid hasn't done is go, we should play better. We should try and be better at the basketballing. That's what we should try to do here. It's been somebody else's fault the whole time. And you know me, I'm a team player kind of guy. I usually go out of my way to give a break to the players that y'all love to rip on. I've kind of always been that guy. So to go out there and blame the fan, I can't believe the Philly, we're supposed to be a sports city. I can't believe that we let them take over. Well, dude, I don't care if you were playing in front of 137,000 Knicks fans. You are a basketball player. Your job as a basketball team is to go out and win the damn game. You went 7 of 19 and 1 of 6 for 3. Granted, 27 points, but 12 of those came from the stripe. It's not good enough. And so to come out and blame the refs one game, and blame the arena one game, and blame the fans one game, like, my guy, the fans aren't in a 3-1 hole. I will acknowledge that there have been 2 games specific that the officiating was crap. It was game two, one of them. I don't remember. Doesn't matter. Point is, there was one game where the whistles were clearly going the direction of the Knicks.
All right, so I'm guessing you didn't watch the Dallas game yesterday, because even though they came back from the deficit, they came back
31
from,
points.
The refs were definitely on the other team's side. When someone's laying on, speaking of grabbing people's feet, Luka's foot got grabbed, and they did not call it a flagrant. When he was palming his strings and would not let him go, and the announcers were puzzled. Everything. I mean, it's like, what is going on here? And I think this was early on as the comeback was happening. And I'm like, okay, the refs aren't going to let him win. And so I turned it off, and then come to find out that it was a really close game near the end. So
31 point deficit.
I should have stuck with it, but the refs definitely were not on Dallas's side.
I was about to say, after the first 2 games, that with the exception of 1 game between Philly and, I actually thought games 1 and 2 across pretty much every series were pretty well officiated. I thought the Oklahoma City New Orleans game was a little dicey in a couple of spots, but at the end of the day, Pelicans had a chance to win. They did. I don't remember if it was 1 or 2, because I'm dumb and whatever. But there was a Philly New York game that I thought was poorly officiated. But outside of that, I thought the games 1 and 2, pretty much across the NBA, were all relatively well officiated. And then this weekend happened. And for whatever weird reason, this weekend, all of a sudden, the whistles started getting a little bananas on us. I agree with what you said. There there was that spot. I did see the same thing. Great one. I'm also going to say Luka Doncic gets away with about 93 hip checks a game. It's part of his game at this point. And I assume the reason it's not called is because how important it is to his game. But Luka Doncic as a defender throws more hip check fouls than the rest of the league combined. And it's never called.
So that makes it okay for some dude to just grab his foot
nope,
and hang on?
Nope, not at all. Let's be very clear. I literally said, I agreed with you. I agree with you. I saw that. That needs to be called. In fact, it probably needs to be upgraded to a flagrant one.
Oh, without a doubt, it should have been a flagrant.
I have no issue with that. But Luka getting shafted by a no call doesn't mean that all the no calls Luka gets are suddenly justified. It all needs to go. And these are the types of moments. You've got a night last night where this Dallas Mavericks team trailing by 31. Kyrie Irving, by the way, has been a monster in this series. Kyrie had another big game yesterday. But so did Playoff P is back, dude. Paul George with 33. Paul George is the guy that I got a text yesterday from one of my soccer-loving buddies that said, I forgot Paul George was on this team.
Remember, we talked about him early on, that he's still in the league.
Playoff
which I was
P.
surprised, and then now he showed up.
Playoff P. Love that guy.
Harden had a pretty good game, too. So.
33 for James Harden as well. I think that this is the spot where people start to put on the tinfoil cap. This is the spot where people start to wonder, is there a controversy? Is there a conspiracy? Is there a call-in? Because in the last two games, there has been a lot. There's the elbow that Joel Embiid threw right into the face of Jalen Brunson. Here's replay. Just quick reaction, Zoe. Did you see it? What'd you think? Because that, to me, was another one where I'm like, how's that not a flagrant one? He just elbowed him in the chin, dude.
Yeah, I missed it.
Okay.
That's
fine. But he caught him flush. It's clearly a chicken wing.
Was it a straight-up MMA? Or
no, he kind of hit him with, like, the broad chicken wing, you know? But again, this kind of stuff's going on in this series. And it's like, what are we doing here? Jalen Brunson, by the way. Him with a capital H. That guy is a stud, man.
The Rob Brown Show. Get Rob at thefanupstate.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.